Confidential and Guard, The Los Angeles Riots, Los Angeles Dispatch to Washington, 31 August, 1965. Summary. The sequence of events is clear. An altercation arising from a minor traffic incident grew through a disturbance to a riot. The police lost control of the situation, which was restored only after the calling in of some 15,000 troops. Casualties are put at 35 dead, 800 wounded, and 3,000 arrested, and damage at between $50 million and $175 million. The riots came as a rude shock to Los Angeles, which has prided itself on being different from other parts of the United States. It is generally accepted, however, that there is no simple explanation. The riots occurred in a predominantly Negro area with a bad, but hitherto little known, record of poverty and crime. There is no civil rights problem, as such, in Los Angeles, but there is economic segregation. Rehabilitation schemes have been held up by local bickering, and there was little effective leadership in the Negro community. Negro apologists charge the police with habitual brutality towards Negroes, while the police claim that they have been prevented from cleaning up the area by the misplaced softness of public opinion. Not only the police, however, appear to be too ready to resort to violence. The riots were not racial in a political sense, but were rather a protest by the have-nots against the haves. Southern California may not be so different after all, but how Los Angeles deals with its problems may have implications throughout the country.